This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
G'day there, how are you? Great to be with you again this week. A really cool show ahead as I chat with one of the world's great musicians, Larry Fulcher. Larry is the bass player in the Phantom Blues Band, whose new album Blues Before Breakfast has just been released. I've been a fan of Larry's work since I started recognising his name on a lot of the blues albums coming out of Texas in the 90s. Larry was the bass player in the house band at Antones in Austin at the time. Since then, of course, as a member of the Phantom Blues Band, Larry's won a couple of Grammys alongside Taj Mahal, but the man's entire career is incredible, beginning by singing in church. By the time he was 17, he was recording for Gold Star Recording Studio, singing and playing organ in the studio next to the Wrecking Crew. By the time he was 19, he'd switched to the bass and record deals for his band with companies owned by Frank Zappa and Leon Russell. In the years that followed, he's played on albums by Smokey Robinson, The Crusaders, Taj Mahal, Willie Nelson, Maria Muldaur, Ruthie Foster, The Ventures, Cornell Dupree, and many others. And in the reggae world, Larry has worked with legends including Ziggy Marley, The Wailers, Andrew Tosh, Sly and Robbie. Larry was my guest on the show about a dozen years ago when he was on tour with Taj Mahal's trio. And he told me stories of touring Australia with Jimmy Barnes's Soul Deep Review. Hair-raising stories, amongst others, in fact, about how Jimmy's band of legendary African-American musicians were treated by a rural Queensland crowd of Cold Chisel fans. Hell-bent on hearing K-San right now. Of how he and his mates on stage were starting to edge towards the back door in fear of what seemed like the potential for a lynching, frankly, before Barnsley took things down a few notches with some choice words of his own, which may have included a very specific promise by Australia's most revered rock and roll frontman to take on each member of the crowd one at a time, in a most violent way, if they didn't assist. Good time, sir. Phew. Australia. Anyway, that was then. Since 1994, by my accounts, Larry has played, sung and produced about 70 records, and I was delighted when he agreed to join me for a chat about the Phantom's new record, Blues for Breakfast. The album is quite wonderful, and the Phantom Blues Band are just as good as it gets. But there was a real degree of sadness for me chatting with Larry. The band's organ player and singer Mike Finnegan passed away last year. A loss felt heavily across the world, none more so than by his family, his wife and kids who lost a father and husband, and his friends and bandmates and fans across the world. So in addition to featuring for you the new Phantom Blues Band release out now on the Little Village Foundation as I chat with Larry Fulcher, I'm going to throw in a couple of songs by the Phantom Blues Band featuring the incredible voice of Mike Finnegan. From the band's Inside Out album, here's the band's wonderful version of Sunhouse's immortal Death Letter.
I got a letter this morning, hot to you, rigging it red. You said, hurry, hurry, cause the gal you love is dead. I got me a letter this morning, yeah, hot to you, rigging it red. Out down the road, when I got there, she laid on the cooling board. I grabbed up my suitcase. I say I took out down the road. Rock.
Larry, thank you very much for joining me on the show. It's been a long time since you've actually been on the show, the time when you were here in Brisbane with Ruthie Foster.
Oh, gosh, it doesn't seem like that long ago, but yeah, it was.
I think it's like late 90s, early 2000s, perhaps. And you haven't changed at all.
Yeah, I've changed on the inside.
Of course.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to see you.
Likewise. It's wonderful to see you again in person. First, of course, you know, we've spoken a little bit about this on social media, but the passing of Mike Finnegan hit everybody very hard. What an amazing man and creative talent and intellect and loving human being he was.
Just the timing of it all, it seemed like maybe for the whole planet, 2020 was just a disaster of a year. So, you know, we had been in rehearsals, planning on doing this tour. We were planning out the year. We had a new record. And within the same week, everything shut down because of COVID. And we heard that Mike might have cancer. Then Mike does have cancer, and it's liver cancer, and it's serious.
Yeah.
So all of this came just in one big dose. So trying to grasp that. And, you know, Finnegan is a large human being. He's an ex-college basketball player. He's at the gym every day. This guy's a picture of health. He's an athlete, besides being a great musician. So that kind of hit us. You know, we're like a family. When I'm in L.A., I stay at his house. Mm-hmm. I stay with me and his wife, Candy. We've traveled the world together, you know. We've been through births and deaths with each other's families. So to hear that Mike was sick at all, and then to digest the seriousness of all of it was a lot. And he fought it hard, man, for a year and a half. And dealing not only with the disease, but with the treatments, you know, with the chemo and radiation and all of those side effects. So, you know, we communicate with him through his wife and through his son and daughter. And, you know, he didn't want anybody to see him. He didn't want to have to explain over and over again what was going on with him. So, you know, we communicated by phone calls, usually by text messages or long, long letters on Facebook Messenger. And, you know, Mike was a brilliant guy. Here's a guy that his career choices were. He was a starting player on the University of Kansas basketball team, which routinely sends half the team to the pros.
Yep.
He had been accepted into medical school because he's just a brilliant guy. And he chose to play the Hammond organ in nightclubs. For all that IQ, I wasn't that smart. But he really was. He was a brilliant, brilliant human being.
Oh,
everybody. This is Larry Fulcher from the Phantom Blues Band, Taj Mahal, and you're listening to Sean Benley's Blues with a Feeling.
All of you silent majority that hasn't been speaking out. Hear y'all standing around right now and start a run in your mouth. Tell me about it. You keep talking about the world and that we need to change. That coming. All you do is sit on your you know what and never, never do one thing. You ought to get involved, get up, and get involved. Now you keep talking about the politicians, singing the same old note. That coming. But when the election comes around, you're the main ones that won't go out and vote. You ought to get involved, get up, and get involved. Say it, y'all. While the poor man works his fingers right down to the bone. There he goes. But when he gets through, gets his check, he can bear. Feed his family at home. It's a sad thing. Sometimes the posers keep saying we are gonna overcome. Yes, we are. You know he's got the poor man's money in his pocket and his Walmart in his arms. Hypocrite, y'all. You ought to get involved. Get up, and get involved. Get up, and get involved.
Depth and breadth of his career was remarkable. I'm ashamed to admit that I actually really only became aware of Mike when he started with working with you guys, but he was in Etta James's band for 20 years.
Well, besides that, he played with Jimi Hendrix on
Electric. With Jimi Hendrix on Electric Ladyland, Larry.
He was the keyboard player for Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah.
He knew everybody's part. So if one of those singers was having an off night, or Stephen has certain habits that sometimes would impair his performance, Mike would cover people's parts.
Wow.
You know, he was that guy. He was just, they relied upon him as well. Joe Cocker relied upon him as well. Just everyone, you know, we relied upon him as well.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to see Bonnie when she was out here, Bonnie Raitt, a couple of years ago. And that was very much a part of the show and the dynamic of that band that I saw, that he was like this all-encompassing blanket of warmth and it's going to be okay for everybody involved and, in fact, the people in the crowd as well. It was a wonderful show, and actually seeing him there on the side of stage was one of my great experiences.
And as great and as much of a mega talent as Bonnie is, in the middle of her show, she would feature Mike Finnegan singing.
Yeah.
And she was just as proud and as happy as, you know, and thrilled to have him there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was, everyone knew and appreciated his value.
I think at the Brisbane show, she actually said, now we're going to get a real singer to sing one.
Well, that sounds like Bonnie.
Yeah, that's
very much something she would say, and she meant it when she said it.
A snap that's from a finger makes a dog wag his tail. The whisper from her voice makes a train jump the rail. You can take her to the racetrack and show her face. The horse will win and you'll come in first place. You know she's into something. Well, yes, she's into something. She's into something. You should be into something too. They laughed at her about a week ago, but now she just got herself a lot of dough. Oh boy, she got me nothing but money, and all you got to do is to call her honey. Oh, she's into something. Well, yes, she's into something.
Into something.
You know she's into something. You should be into something too. Come on, Phil.
Manga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
That's the Phantom Blues Band from the new record Blues for Breakfast, a Muddy Waters song, She's Into Something. Get involved and I take what I want. My guest on the show this week is bass player, singer, piano player and producer Larry Fulcher, a founding member of the Phantom Blues Band, as we chat about the new album. I've also included a couple of tracks featuring the late Mike Finnegan on vocals from the band's record Still Cooking. This is Boogerman on Blues With a Feeling.
Well, well. When the evening shadows come a-gliding down, falling black and heavy over here in town. If you listen real careful, careful as you can, so careful you can notice the drop of the pen.
hear a strange sound all across the land. Lady Road, that's the calling of the boogeyman.
Hear it as it goes along the way. Don't you wish the night would turn to day? Hide your little fingers behind your hand. That's the calling of the boogeyman.
When the winds are blowing through the gloomy lane, and here comes the pattern of the evening rain. The owls are hooting out there in the wood. Don't make you wish that you've been good. Ain't no use of trying to struggle up here, man. I'm sorry, that's the calling of the boogeyman.
Hear it as it goes along the way. Don't you wish the night would turn to day? Hide your little fingers behind your hand. That's the calling of the boogeyman.
With all this going on, you guys have been in the studio and produced a new album, Blues for Breakfast. I love it. But tell me about how that process has been with what we've already been discussing about with Mike's passing and everything else going on at the same time. Has that drastically changed the way you've had to work together?
It's completely, yeah. It threw a serious monkey wrench into our operation and forced us to change the way we do things. But, you know, that we had this unfinished track, and the song is called Okay, I Admit It. And, you know, Johnny Shell, our guitarist, who has the studio that we record and we make all of Taj's records and Little Feet and a bunch of other people record there, you know, he says, we got this track and Mike's got a keeper vocal, you know, and he's got a couple of takes so we can do some compilation, and we got a keyboard part. So... Yes, sir. Like, so in the process, you know, everyone now has home studios. That's one thing the pandemic did. So, you know, we sent it to Tony Bronigal and he laid down a drum track. Sent it to me here in Texas. I laid a bass track and sent it to the horns. They put horns on it. The song was so good. And with the encouragement of our new keyboard player, who was a great friend of Mike's, a guy named Jim Pugh, they were co-keyboard players in Etta's band for a long time.
Okay.
And Jim Pugh was part of Robert Cray's band. He produced those first three records, The Strong Persuader, and a couple other things. So we slid him in on keyboards. And, you know, Johnny Shell and I had to step up and become the singers, which is something we've both done. But, you know, we had Mike Finnegan, so I could write a song and bring it in. And while we're recording, I go, Mike, you sing the guide vocal. And we'd finish, and I go, I'm never singing the song again in life. You do it. So we put together this album. We invited people that we knew loved Mike. We invited Curtis Salgado, and we have been the band on his record, so he was a member of the family. And Bonnie said she wanted to take part as well, so she's singing a duet in there. And Mike's son, Kelly, is also a great organ player, and he contributed as well. So, and we came up with this album, and it's like it grew with every song, it grew. You know, I mean, we were all really happy with what we did. So it forced us to evolve.
Yeah.
And this weekend, we did our first show without Mike in front of 10,000 people at the Portland Waterfront Festival. And it went really well. It went really well. So we, and it's also the first album we've ever put out where we performed every song from the record.
Oh, wow.
So that was good. So it gave people a look at who we are now and what we're going to be. And, you know, people say they miss Mike, and we assure them that however much you miss him, we miss him more.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I won't say it was a change for the better, because there's no way it is, but it forced us to evolve, and we call upon Mike's spirit sometimes when we're singing. Yeah. Well, man, you got to help us.
Hush now, child. And don't you cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. So move on up toward your destination. For you might find from time to time complications. Bite your lip and take the truth. Well, there might be a red road ahead, but you cannot slip. So move on up, for peace you will find. End of the steeple, beautiful people, but there's only one kind.
your eye and be proud. No matter if you're black, white, yellow or brown, you must never, never make them keep you down.
How was that experience performing without Mike for the first time and debuting the album without him there?
We were heartened by the fact that we did two performances at this festival. The first one was with Taj. So we did a Taj show that was great, and then kind of like, okay, got kind of got our feet under us and bolstered our spirits. So then we did a show yesterday with just us and Curtis Salgado. Jim Belushi did a stage bombing. So we had him sing with us on a tune, but it went really well.
Oh, that's great.
So we're going to be touring as the Phantom Blues Band. And sometimes we'll have Curtis Salgado with us as part of a package, but you know, we really decided that it's time to just stand. This is who we are now. This is what we are now. And we carry Finnegan with us.
Yeah. Well, as you say, you and Johnny are picking up the vocals, and the album sounds great. It's wonderful. I really dig it. And no doubt the more gigs you do.
Yeah. And we're both used to being singers. So,
yeah.
But we're also both used to being singers with Mike.
Yeah.
On the right side of the stage. Hi, everybody. This is Larry Fulcher, and you are listening to Shaky Sean on Blues with a Feeling, and I'm happy to be here with him.
Well, okay. I admit it. I overreacted. Well, okay. I admit it. Fell apart. Well, okay, I confess, my life is just a big old mess. Now I'm hanging here with a broken heart. Well, okay, I admit it, I exaggerated. Well, okay, I admit it. In fact,
What's it like producing an album when three members of the band are all brilliant producers and engineers? How does that process work for you three guys? I mean, I've got albums from with Johnny Lee producing for Buddy Guy back in 1990, I think, back there. And, of course, Tony's putting out albums all the time. You've got a new album out with Dylan Triplett, I think. We'll talk about that as well. How does that creative process work for you three guys? Because that's a different side of the biz, a different side of the process.
Well, it because we have been together as friends and as a band for 30 years, sometimes it makes it a lot easier. It's like and also each of us knows how the other one works because we made so many records with other people that, you know, doing the Phantoms has always been a democracy. You know, we get into a room and we pick a song and we do it. And that's just kind of the magic of why the band works. Because we could do that with other people, you know, with other artists. It could come in with, here's an artist and he's got these songs and they aren't quite together, blah, blah, blah. And each of us has different skills. So, and everyone respects everyone else's opinion.
Yeah.
That, you know, so we don't have arguments or disagreements and things like that. It's familial in a really good way.
And that's what the Phantom Blues Band is all about, isn't it? You guys are playing together because you like each other.
Yeah, and everyone is there to serve the song.
Yeah.
You know, more important than anyone's ego is what you're doing, is what you're playing, serving the song. You're not trying to get your favorite lick in. You're not trying to get a distinctive thing in. So if I do a lick or Johnny or Tony, somebody goes, oh, that's so-and-so. It's no, man, it's that unit put together a real good song or a real good batch of songs or a real good collection of songs.
Now this could be the last time I see you for a while. Might be the last time I see your smile.
But for all time,
we will still be friends.
Good times and bad times we've been through. You have done for me and I've done for you.
But for all time,
we will still be friends.
The wind's gonna blow, season's gonna change, and old man Trouble gonna call out your name.
But rest assured, the Lord has a plan, even when we don't understand.
So whether we're together or a million miles apart,
you will always be right here in my heart.
For all time,
curves and bends, through hills and valleys, and storms that won't end.
But for all time,
we will still be friends.
From the highest of high to the lowest of low, down this road called life we all go.
But for all time, the Lord has a plan, even when we don't understand.
So whether we're together or a million miles apart,
you will always be right here in my heart.
For all time,
we will still
Listening to Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
Thanks, as always, for tuning in or downloading the show. And as always, my everlasting gratitude to the folks at the Erromanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland for keeping the walls from the door and the show on the air, one way or another. And if you're new to the program, please like, follow and comment at the Facebook page Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling so I can keep you in the loop on new shows every Monday. And bookmark my website, seanbinley.com, and subscribe to Blues with a Feeling wherever you get your podcasts. Not Spotify, though. In that set, Still Be Friends. Okay, I admit it. That's the song Larry talks about as being Mike's last vocal track available as they put this album together last year. And move on up. My guest this week is Larry Fulcher from the Phantom Blues Band, chatting about the band's new album, Blues for Breakfast, and the late, great Mike Finnegan. May he rest in peace.
Let's fly for the winter, south to where it's warm. Fasten down your windows, people. It's only a passing storm. Cold wind blew the loving. Gentle breeze done carried her away. But the blues, how they linger, and I think they're here to stay. Sunrise in the morning, darkness on the run. Nightfall comes a-calling when tired old days done. Sad song on the radio, soft refrain, and so it's gone. How they linger. Whoa, whoa, and they linger on and on. On and on and on and on. Such a man, but he sure ran out of luck. Luck runs out of cold people. Yes, and empires rise and fall.
I'm starting to sense a culinary sort of idea coming through with the titles, with the last one being Still Cooking in 2020. Is this something that you guys are starting to enjoy and working on more?
Well, that comes from Johnny Lee. Johnny Lee is actually a really good cook. And, you know, skinny little fart as he is, he loves food. He's a foodaholic. So he comes up with these titles. And we just kind of laugh and go, sure. That works. I get it. Sure, fine.
Yeah. A pithy two-word phrase looks good and fits in nicely with the font and everything else is all important, isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah. Blues for breakfast. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. But sure, I can understand. Still cooking? Sure, I understand that. Inside Out? I mean, I understood Out of the Shadows, which was our first record without, as a band without Todd, just like here we are. So each one has been about something that was happening for us at that moment or made us laugh.
Just a little country boy, looking for my pride and joy. I came to the city just to see what I could see. I just made it in your town. Gonna take a look around. I'm gonna tell you, baby, just how good you look to me. My mama told me there would be some times like this. She told me there would be some moments filled with bliss. She warned me of a lot of things I had to do, but she didn't.
Just a little country girl, living in a great big world. I met the country boy and I got some news for you. You know he swept me right off of my feet. Yeah, he made my life complete. My heart skipped a beat 'cause it thrilled me.
I'm a country boy.
Hi, this is Taj Mahal, and you're listening to Sean Bendley on Blues with a Feeling, music that melts in your mind.
Laughing and a clowning, just to keep from crying. Laughing and a clown, just keep from crying. I keep on trying to hide the fact I got a worried mind. Baby, feeling like hide my soul. Let me tell you what I do. I stand in the doorway, watching all the girls go through. Find me someone to take my mind off of you. Here's how it is.
Proceeds from this record, I mean, everyone in the band works doing different things, so yeah. You know, no one's, God, thank you. None of us are worried about being on the streets next week. Yeah. But this record, the proceeds from it, all go to the Mike Finnegan School of Music, which is affiliated with the Stifel Theater in Salina, Kansas. And, you know, Mike being University of Kansas guy, and he's very popular there. So they opened the Mike Finnegan School of Music.
Wow.
And it's through a theater, and I think it's affiliated with the University of Kansas. So we made this record, and, you know, we talked it through with Mike's wife and daughter, and they loved the idea. And so that's what's happening with it.
And, of course, no better replacement than Jim Pugh, who happens to come along with his Little Village Foundation, which might have the opportunity to put the record out as well.
Exactly. And, you know, the label we've been using, Vistone, we had to go and explain to them, you know, guys, you wouldn't have made any money off of this one. So, you know, this one has a deeper and different purpose. I'm not saying we won't go back to them, but we're really concerned about the school being successful. We're really happy that people are enjoying the music. We probably sold a couple thousand dollars worth of records yesterday.
Nice.
So, you know, and that money's gonna go to them. So that's a start. It made us feel good.
Yeah.
And we've all agreed to go there and conduct seminars and teach classes and, you know, talk about who we are and how we do things and talk about Mike and just try and pass it on to, you know, to the next group of musicians that come along.
No more easy living, you better get you a job. All you did for me was made it hard. I'm stepping out of your life fast. I'm stepping out, baby. I'm stepping up in class. Another lover, I even went your bet. It's got to the place you won't give me respect. I'm stepping out of your life fast. I'm stepping out, baby. I'm stepping up in class. We'll be right back.
stepping out. Out of your life fast. I'm stepping out, baby. I'm stepping up in class.
To the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling.
I really hope you've enjoyed this week's show and my chat with Larry Fulcher as we talked about his career, the band's new album, and the great Mike Finnegan. From the album Blues for Breakfast, the Phantom Blues Band there and Steppin' Up in Class, Laughing and Clowning, Country Boy, and opening that set with Mike Finnegan on vocals, Blues, How They Linger. Well, we're just about out of time. Yes, again. But there's always time for a couple more.
Talk to me. Now that's the way I'd rather it be. Feel sorry for me then one day. You have to hurt me by telling me someday. So you get it over, baby. Please stop leading me on. You are miserable and I'm the cause. Feeling sorry won't help it at all. I hate to see you live this way. Get it over, baby, please stop bleeding.
is it somewhat of a comfort to you, Wiz, that you're now the best basketball player in the Phantom Blues band?
Let me think. Yeah, I probably am. I probably am.
Why do they call you the Wiz, Larry? Where did that come from?
Oh, that came from my days of being playing reggae.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the late 70s, I was playing bass with Smokey Robinson. I was working with the Crusaders. I was doing all kinds of different things. And I had a great friend named Jack Miller, you know, who says, man, you want to go to Jamaica? And, you know, sure, blah, blah, blah. So we went down to Channel One Studios in Jamaica, and Sly and Robbie were the drums and bass, so I just started playing keyboards. I didn't know enough keyboards to mess it up. So the Jamaicans all took me as a reggae keyboard player. And I also could play guitar. So the name The Wiz came along in the whatever instrument that wasn't being filled, especially in reggae, I could do that instrument, except drums. But as far as guitar, bass, or keyboards, so the Jamaicans gave me that name, The Wiz.
Well, I like it. And, you know, I've been listening to your music for so long. I used to look at the back of the back covers of releases on Clifford Antone's label and see Larry in there. I'm going, wow, that guy's playing with all those guys. And throughout the decades, you've lived in different cities and different towns, and there's been different groups of people that you've played with, but you've always been in there on all of those albums, even today, Larry, in 2022. It's been an amazing thing, and you've had such a wonderful contribution to this music that we love. Congratulations on your career at this point and going on, and your new grandson Langston. What a beautiful thing.
Oh man, that's my new goal in life is to be with him as much as I can. But you know, music is a small community and everyone knows everyone. So, you know, if a musician comes to town that's good, generally you know, and you incorporate them into what you do. You want to meet them. So that's how I've been able to do it in different towns, different cities.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
always a music community, you know, that I'll connect with to, you know, show me the runners, like you in Brisbane.
Thank you. yes I am.
Yeah, I'd fly from after we moved to Austin, I'd fly to LA and get a car and get a place to stay, and we'd do these gigs, and sometimes we might make $10 each.
Wow.
But it was our genesis, and you know, I can laugh about it now, but it was all well worth it, and I'd do it again because the music was so magic. We just decided, you know, we're gonna do this, and the guys would say, okay, man, if we're going to make $200 on this show, we'll just give it all to Larry to cover his expenses.
Yeah.
And that got us into working with the producer, John Porter. And I had worked with Maria Muldaur, you know, for a while, and John was producing her, and he got the job producing Taj. So he was like, Taj, I got this band. And Taj hadn't had a band and wasn't really interested. There was something about when we played together, it was powerful, and there was enough diversity music-wise that we could cover all the things that he's interested in. We could do Caribbean music, we could do blues, we could do jazz, we could play country, we're interested in African music, we could, you know, it just worked. It was a good synthesis. So a blessing. That's what I'll call it, all a blessing. It's all been a blessing. Hi, everybody. It's Larry Fulcher from Taj Mahal and the Phantom Blues Band. You're listening to Sean Bendley's Blues with the Feeling.
Sometimes, yeah, the girl you love don't treat you right sometimes. That's the stuff you got to watch, for sure the girl is alive. Yeah, the girl you love stays out all night long. Yeah, the girl you love might stay out all night long. That's the stuff you got to watch, for sure the girl's treating you wrong. I get my hat, I need my coat. If I don't find my baby, you don't want it anymore. That's the stuff you got to watch.
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 That's the stuff you got to watch, and you don't want to lose that gal.
thanks to the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park. On the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling.
That's the Phantom Blues Band and Stuff You Gotta Watch from their new Little Village Foundation release, Blues for Breakfast. Proceeds of which go, as you heard, to the Mike Finnegan School of Music in Kansas, where Mike was from. Previous to that, that's What Love Will Make You Do, and I Know You Don't Love Me. Thanks to Larry Fulcher for his time and love for being part of the show this week. Thanks, as always, to you for tuning in. And thanks to the late, great Mike Finnegan for sharing his talent with the world. The cycle continues. Just as you heard throughout parts of that interview with Larry Fulcher, holding on to his new grandson, Langston. I'll leave you with this. Hug him close, okay?
Lord, I feel like going home. I tried and I failed, and I'm tired and weary. And everything I've done was wrong, so wrong. And I feel like going.